In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Previously on the Florida Files.
I'm not releasing a body. This body belongs to me now. I'm not releasing the body. From what I read, this body's staying right here.
I was plenty steamed at him last night about the way he talked about Anna Nicole Smith and her body. Totally inappropriate.
I announced pretty early on that this body belongs to me, which might have been a little bit of a too serious of a tone.
And you spent some time here because of everything that was going on.
I remember when I came there, it was just kind of a madhouse at the courthouse, and it was like there were things like roped off, and like people were screaming stuff behind barricades.
The cable news channels and the public couldn't get enough of the Anna Nicole Smith soap opera. The ringmaster judge, the three contenders, Virgie, Howard, and Larry, and surprises around every corner. There were the outbursts. Larry Birkhead's lawyer, Deborah Opry, grilling Howard K. Stern on the stand.
Are you the biological father of Danny Lane?
Objection! Come on!
Under the laws of Bahama. Bahama does not recognize a biological father, and the laws in this state list the natural father as a biological father. Mr. Stern, you can laugh at me all you want. Are you or are you not the biological father of Danny Lynn under the laws of this state?
Objection. All right, now you can have a seat. You did well.
There was the testimony.
I missed the delivery of my child. I've had to pay $4.99 for magazines to see what my child looks like.
The only one that's ever made any money off of my daughter is that man sitting right there. Well, that's why he wants her body for $1 million.
And even the swearing in of one witness via telephone. Billy Smith, the ex-husband of Anna Nicole Smith and the father of deceased Daniel, would be literally called to testify. Seidlin's bizarre questioning includes asking Mr. Smith, who hadn't seen his boy in 20 years, "Are you wearing boots today?" And just when it looked like things were about to settle down, just when Seidlin renders his decision, Anna Nicole Smith's estranged mother ramps things up again. After days of high stakes, made-for-TV courtroom drama, and a full 2 weeks after Anna Nicole Smith's sudden death at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, Seidlin tells the court. Local 10 and Local10.com present the Florida Files. I'm Michelle Solomon, and this is The Death of a Bombshell, how Anna Nicole Smith became part of the Florida Files.
I want her buried with her son in the Bahamas. I want them to be together.
The judge's 21-page order gives Anna Nicole's body to her daughter, Danny Lynn, explaining the other two parties in this case have a financial interest in the remains. Stern testified that he wants to sell the TV rights to Anna's funeral. Virgie Arthur, Smith's mother, admitted to a close relationship with a tabloid journalist. The judge left it up to the parties to decide where Anna wanted to be buried. In his ruling, though, he points out that Smith spent a month selecting a final resting place for her son Daniel just 6 months ago, a decision Seidlin says was not made in haste.
On February 22, 2007, he gives his recommendation, but leaves the final decision up to court-appointed Richard Milstein, the guardian ad litem who is representing Anna Nicole Smith's next of kin, 5-month-old Danny Lynn, to decide where the former Playboy playmate will be buried. Then, he orders Milstein to work out an agreement on her final resting place among the three, Virgie, Howard, and Larry. They walk out of the courtroom side by side. There's a collective sigh of relief. Maybe Anna is going to the Bahamas.
After an hour of discussion with the attorney representing Danny Lynn, the parties emerged from the courthouse, agreeing to follow the judge's recommendation. Howard K. Stern, who picked this fight for Anna's remains, spoke briefly to reporters.
Anna Nicole's wishes are going to be carried out. She's going to be in the Bahamas with her son, and that's all that matters.
But all is not right yet in paradise. In mere minutes, Arthur's lawyers are typing up an appeal. They want to overturn Seidlin's ruling. Arthur's appellate attorney, Roberta Mandel, says that Danny Lynn is a minor, so Mama Arthur is the rightful next of kin.
This mother is a mother who deserves the right to bury the remains of her child. It matters not that they had become estranged over the years.
Former Local 10's Julie Summers reports where things are headed after Judge Larry Seidlin says his order is to stay as it is.
Attorneys for Smith's mother, Virgie Arthur, took their arguments to the next level today after Judge Larry Seidlin this morning issued this order, refusing to change his decision of last week, in which he gave custody of Anna Nicole's body to a lawyer representing the interests of her 5-month-old daughter, Danny Lynn.
She was a mother, and the trial court treated her as though she were nothing.
So, it heads to West Palm Beach, the 4th District Court of Appeal, where 3 judges hear from both sides.
Morning, folks.
Morning.
Ready to proceed in the case of Arthur versus Milstein.
And to be honest with you and be forthright, if this were not Anna Nicole Smith, this hearing would have been over in a half hour. We have a mother here claiming the body, made 2 requests for the remains of her deceased child. She was a legally authorized person. Mr. Stern had no business being in that court. This case has been absurd from day one.
In this case, you would have to have someone with a crystal ball.
Your Honor, you don't need a crystal ball. You literally do not need anything. All you need to do is look at one thing. Anna Nicole Smith buried the person she loved most of all in the Bahamas.
On Wednesday, February 28, 2007, 6 days after Seidlin renders his decision, a Florida appeals court clears the way for Richard Milstein, acting on behalf of Danny Lynn Hope Smith Marshall Stern, to begin making arrangements for Anna Nicole Smith to be buried next to her son Daniel in Nassau, Bahamas Lakeview Cemetery. Former Local 10's Elena Achari reports that the Broward County Medical Examiner has some news of his own.
The battle over the Playboy model's body is finally over. It was 3 weeks ago today that Anna Nicole Smith died in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. On Wednesday, the 4th District Court of Appeals of West Palm Beach upheld the decision to have Smith buried in the Bahamas. Now, the Broward County Medical Examiner is not certain that Smith's body is still appropriate for viewing.
I cannot say until the embalmers are going to see the body because quite a long time that it was refrigerated. I really hope that the body would be in such condition that a second viewing would be possible.
Smith's body is being prepared for the trip to the Bahamas and will be accompanied by the medical examiner later today to the Bahamas, where Smith will be received by a funeral director for her funeral Friday morning. It will be a small church service with family and friends. She'll be buried next to her son Daniel at the Lakeview Memorial Gardens, the cemetery she chose as her final resting place.
Meanwhile, there's more discussion in another courtroom in Broward County in the complicated Smith case. Local 10's Julie Summers reports on the bid by Larry Burkhead's lawyers to have a Florida court decide who is the father of Smith's daughter.
The question is whether Florida has any jurisdiction at all.
Right off the bat, Judge Larry Korda made it clear he might not step into the paternity fight over Anna Nicole's baby daughter, Danny Lynn.
We're asking both to turn over the DNA to Dr. Bad and also to order this trial to be tested.
Attorneys for Smith's former boyfriend, Larry Burkhead, asked the Broward Circuit Judge to enforce an order from a California court
to get DNA samples from Smith's body and her baby born 5 months ago in the Bahamas.
My suggestion at this place is that you move this whole thing to the Bahamas, where jurisdiction probably lies.
Burkett is one of several men claiming to be Danny Lynn's father. Smith's attorney, Howard K. Stern, is listed on the birth certificate, but actress Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband also claims that he might be the dad.
DNA samples have already been taken from Larry Burkhead and Prince Frederick von Anhalt, the husband of Zsa Zsa Gabor. He gave his sample in Los Angeles Friday morning.
I'm going to fight till the bitter end, you know, and I think it has to come to an end now. This is why I gave the DNA test, and very soon we get a DNA test from the Bahamas, and then we see if it is matched. If it is positive, I would be very happy about it.
Korda rejects the request that asked him to order DNA samples from Danny Lynn, sending the attorneys packing to deal with authorities elsewhere. Now, everything shifts to the Bahamas.
In the hours since Anna Nicole Smith's funeral plans have become finalized, the crowd of media and spectators grew in front of the Broward County Medical Examiner's office. Inside the ME's office, the body of the Playboy model was being prepared for her funeral in the Bahamas on Friday. And the Florida attorneys for Larry Burkhead came here to check on Smith's DNA samples before her body could leave South Florida.
Well, I was here to make sure that all the loose ends were tied up. The DNA samples have been transferred to our expert, Dr. Baird, which is what Mr. Burkhead came to Florida to do, to make sure that those samples were secure.
Dr. Joshua Perper also came in this morning to attend to the last-minute details. Several DNA samples have been prepared and are being sent to an expert in Ohio for analysis. Larry Burkhead, who claims to be the father of Smith's five-month-old daughter, Danny Lynn, expects DNA testing to prove his case. His legal team hopes a Bahamian judge will order a DNA sample to be taken from Smith's baby.
A judge also announced that doctors hired by Burkhead can have access to DNA samples from Smith, which are necessary for paternity tests.
There's a gag order right now regarding what's going on in the Bahamas, but we're confident, I can at least tell you that we're very confident that in the next hearing of March 16th, that we will be moving forward in terms of the DNA testing.
If the Bahamian judge approves DNA testing on Danny Lynn, her father could be known within 24 hours of the test. Meantime, here in Dania Beach, the medical examiner's staff is making sure Anna Nicole Smith is appropriate for viewing in the funeral her family's waited 3 weeks for.
While Anna Nicole is still in Broward County, being prepared for burial, and arrangements being made for her body to be flown to the Bahamas for her funeral, legal battles are raging 200 miles away, across crystal blue waters in another country. Inside Nassau Supreme Court, there's a battle over custody of Danny Lynn, and it has gawkers standing outside of the Nassau Supreme Court, waiting for a glimpse of people that have almost become celebrities themselves, Virgie Arthur and Larry Burkhead, who are in Nassau fighting over custody of Danny Lynn.
The crush of cameras that swarmed Virgie Arthur in Fort Lauderdale last week was waiting when she arrived at the Supreme Court in Nassau today. Anna Nicole's mother came here looking for custody of her granddaughter, six-month-old Danny Lynn. Her attorney arguing that Smith's boyfriend, Howard K. Stern, is not the baby's real father.
Danny Stern has no blood relationship with that girl. He has no business right
there. Tex, how long do you think this is going to take?
It's the same argument Larry Burkhead made when he went before the Bahamian judge today, asking the court to take a DNA sample from the baby to prove the child is his. Under Bahamian law, Stern is only the legal father because Anna Nicole wrote his name on the birth certificate, and we're told it would be unusual for a Bahamian judge to order a DNA test to prove otherwise. There were no cameras allowed in court, but 2 hours after they all went in, Burkhead and his camp emerged with smiles. Apparently, the judge was interested in their claims that the birth certificate is a fraud.
And in another legal battle, a South Carolina developer says he still owns the home where Stern and Danny Lynn are holed up. G. Ben Thompson is asking a Bahamian court to have Stern and Danny Lynn evicted. Roger Losey reports.
In a separate hearing today, a man who claims he owns the house asked to have Stern evicted, saying Anna Nicole never repaid him the $900,000 he lent the celebrity model to buy it. If he's successful, his attorney says he won't put the baby on the street.
I will take the child into consideration and give them as much time as possible with respect to the little child. We don't want to be harmful to the child.
All this among questions of how Anna Nicole was able to fast-track her residency in the Bahamas.
And yet in another twist, the official who helped Smith become a resident of the Bahamas has resigned. Shane Gibson stepped down Sunday because of the scandal caused by these pictures right here. They show him fully clothed in bed with Smith. He insists he did nothing wrong and denies having a sexual relationship with Smith.
Hurricane Anna Nicole, as a confidential cable by the deputy chief at the U.S. Embassy had dubbed her, had wreaked havoc in the Bahamas much before her death would bring her back there. So much so that she was the topic of a classified cable written on November 15, 2006, obtained by WikiLeaks. London's The Guardian newspaper got a hold of it in 2010, and they published it. Written by then U.S. Deputy Chief Bret Hart, his prose read like a novel and a news story all rolled into one. The headline of the memo? Hurricane Anna Nicole wreaks havoc in the Bahamas. The memo reads, "Not since Category 4 Hurricane Betsy made landfall in 1965 has one woman done as much damage in Nassau. Lying in disarray in her wake are Doctors Hospital, the Coroner's Court, the Department of Immigration, local mega lawyers Callender and Company, former popular Minister of Immigration Shane Gibson, and possibly Prime Minister Christie's whole government." Anna Nicole filed for legal residency in the Bahamas on August 11, 2006, using the Horizons House as proof. That's the mansion of developer G. Ben Thompson that she, Stern, and Danny Lynn were living in. She was granted residency only about a month later. The WikiLeaks memo says, quote, "Residency approval typically takes years in the Bahamas." The WikiLeaks memo notes that Gibson, who approved the application, was provided a $10,000 check made directly to him. But he claimed that she wasn't given any special favors. Then, salacious photos splash across the Tribune of Nassau, printed after her death, showing the two, Gibson and Anna Nicole, fully clothed, but embracing on a bed decorated with pink flowers. Gibson's father, remember, was King Eric Gibson. He was captaining the boat that Anna was buying in Broward County. And also remember, it was King Eric's common-law wife, Bridget, who was with Anna Nicole when she passed away at the Hard Rock. Shane Gibson ended up stepping down, but denied any wrongdoing or sexual relationship with Smith.
"I unequivocally deny that I have ever accepted any gift or favor from anyone as reward for the granting or as an inducement to grant any permit to the late Anna Nicole Smith or any other person. Secondly, I unconditionally deny that I ever abused my ministerial office by granting Anna Nicole Smith any permit of which she was undeserving or for which she was not qualified under the laws of the Bahamas and long-established immigration policies. And thirdly, I flatly deny the scurrilous lie that I had a sexual relationship with the late Anna Nicole Smith."
10 years later, Gibson would be caught up in a different hurricane scandal. He was linked to allegations of a corrupt contract on hurricane relief spending in the cleanup phase of 2016's Hurricane Matthew. The investigation into those charges continues in the Bahamas, and a trial was set for September 23, 2019. But back to the Bahamas of 12 years ago, where the island awaits on onslaught as Anna Nicole Smith's funeral plans are underway and the paternity suit plays out. Virgie Arthur has arrived and gets a visit with little Danny Lynn.
A weeping Virgie Arthur emerged from the home after seeing her granddaughter for the very first time. It was a 15-minute visit with little Danny Lynn under close supervision of Howard K. Stern, and it left Anna Nicole's mother in tears. A friend consoled her in the back seat of the SUV as they slowly weaved their way through the web of cameras recording every second. Arthur is fighting Stern for custody of the baby and left not knowing when or if she'd see the child again. The visit comes as the investigation into Anna Nicole's death shifts to the Bahamas.
Roger Losey, then reporting for Local 10, is in the middle of the whirlwind in the Bahamas. It was crazy when Virgie showed up and Larry Birkhead was there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the courthouse was an absolute madhouse. I mean, it was unbelievable. There were people, not only photographers and, reporters from all over the, country converging on this, small courthouse. There was, just fans and, the general public. I mean, everybody was keyed into that. So, yeah, it was rough. I mean, it was quite the scene for sure. We had only planned to go over there for a day or two, but every day it turned into a bigger story. I mean, there was another court hearing. There was another person coming into town. It just morphed into this, huge international, drama that we were at the front lines of. And, one of the major scoops that we got out of it was the fact that Seminole PD, police chief showed up over there because, I had a good source on the story who had, excellent connections with the Bahamian Police Department. And, he was giving me a heads up on, that Chief Tiger was on his way there, what hotel he was staying at, where he was going to be having dinner. I mean, it was amazing the information that we were getting. And so we were among the only TV stations to actually get video of the police chief there.
It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2007. Losey and his camera crew catch Tiger in Nassau leaving a restaurant.
Chief Tiger, can you tell us why you're here in Nassau? The head of the Seminole Police Department arrived in Nassau yesterday while the reporters and cameras were focused on the hearings at the Supreme Court. But his presence on the island has stolen the spotlight. Chief Tiger arrived yesterday with at least one representative from the Broward Medical Examiner's Office and two other unidentified investigators. The four had dinner last night, then early today were picked up at their hotel by Bahamian police. We've learned that Tiger met with the Bahamian homicide detectives investigating the death of Anna Nicole's son, Daniel, in September from an apparent lethal combination of prescription drugs. That's significant because prescription drugs may have played a role in Anna Nicole's death, too.
You think there could be a connection between these two deaths, sir?
Tiger wouldn't comment, but the Broward Medical Examiner tells us his team is here to talk to some of Anna Nicole's doctors to get a better handle on exactly what kind of drugs she was taking. It does not appear any of the investigators visited Smith's home, where Howard K. Stern and little Danny Lynn have been holed up all week.
Back in Broward County, the court fights over Anna's body appear to have calmed. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2007, and court-appointed advocate Richard Milstein is getting everything in order for Anna's body to be flown by private plane early the next day.
So there were any number of things that had, including picking up the burial dress that was prepared and made for her. And I really didn't know much about Anna Nicole Smith. I knew that she had been a guest model for jeans. I knew she had been a Playboy centerfold. I knew that she married Howard Marshall. And I didn't know, for example, she had a reality show. I didn't know about some of the other issues until I was sitting in that courtroom. And that was surprising to me, but I learned a lot, and we tried to make the best decision we could in determining where it would be that she would be placed as a final resting place. And once that was done, then we started working with a special funeral service, I'll call it, meaning people that do high-profile funerals, located one, and we started that process. I left the bottom of the organization to Howard Stern because he was down in the Bahamas and working with those people, meaning the people I hired and him to make the arrangements. I put some detail out. That's what I was willing to do and not do. We had to make arrangements for an approval to bring a body into the Bahamas, private plane. There were ashes from her late husband that were buried with her. I was the last person to see her body before it was put into the ground because I would not leave the medical examiner's office until I knew I had the right person going into the plane and all. So there was lots of very unique aspects to what I did for a couple weeks.
Former Local 10 reporter Charles Perez reports from Nassau about Anna's final trip to the Bahamas.
Behind these gates, inside these walls, family and friends will show up to finally say goodbye to Anna Nicole Smith. Outside, the media is already staking out its place in what promises to be one of the most watched celebrity funerals in a very long time. In Nassau, preparations were underway today, like at this flower shop, where they were taking orders for Anna Nicole Smith.
It's nice that she's being laid to rest here, you know, in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Next to her son, finally, after 3 weeks.
Yes.
I think that's what we all, most of us can't get over, actually, the fact that, you know, she hasn't been laid to rest before now, but anyway, she's finally here.
Tomorrow, the body of Anna Nicole is expected to arrive in the Bahamas around 9 a.m. From there, it will go to the Baptist Church, where there will be a service for the late Playboy Playmate. And finally, at 11:30, the burial will begin at a grave beside that of her son, Daniel. But tonight, this cemetery remains quiet, if only in anticipation of the frenzy expected to arrive tomorrow.
Do you think the burial in the Bahamas was the right end result, I guess?
Well, I don't think that Anna would have ever stayed in the Bahamas for long, but I think once Daniel passed away and that was where he was buried, I think there was no other question from where she would have been buried. Yeah, I will say this, you know, a lot of people, you know, I know Anna's mom had an issue and she mentioned in the press that none of her family members could afford to go down there and, you know, a lot of different things like that, and they didn't think it was fair or whatever. Well, Anna didn't really have a whole lot of contact with her family, but I understand where that statement's coming from. At the same time, it is a distance for us to go down there, but, you know, once Daniel was laid to rest, I couldn't imagine anywhere else that she should be buried. So that's why when it came to the burial trial of Anna in Florida there, that it was hard for me to say that, but I know that that's the only place that Anna would be because of her relationship with Daniel.
Next on the Florida Files, the funeral of Anna Nicole Smith. Who's the father of little Danny Lynn? What really killed Anna Nicole? More from Larry Burkhead and Judge Larry Seidlin. Plus, go with me, Michelle Solomon, as I travel to the Bahamas to the gravesite, the Baptist Church, and the waterfront mansion to see what everything looks like 12 years later. That's next on the Florida Files. Get more of the story and online extras, including archive video and photos at local10.com. Are you a fan of the Florida Files? Tell us what you love about the series on Apple Podcasts and join other fans in leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.